Welcome to Hammer Down! Time out. Go out there.
Oh.
Let's see this. Foxy. Did Foxy just score on D-Butt?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All back. Foxy at the top of the...
I got D-Butt. D-Butt next bucket is...
Oh, no. We lost.
Oh, we lost.
Oh, he's back.
Oh.
D-Butt. Oh, no.
Oh, he pulls up.
Ooh,
oh, Foxy. On D-Butt's dome.
Okay, I mean, this might be for game. I don't know if they're playing a three, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
this is Hammered Down. This is a sports gambling show, but we get one-on-one all Tuesdays.
Right, I gotta stop here.
Oh, my
God.
Yep, let's go, D-Butt. All right.
Come on, D-Butt.
Here we go, D-Butt.
Yo, what's the count?
dog?
We'll get one D-Butt possession, and then we'll go from there.
Score?
What are they playing to? What are they playing to? What's it?
Fox is up 3-0.
3-0? Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
I thought he was going to throw
it
down.
When the better athlete goes down, that's when they stop shooting jumpers. Yeah. And they go
get,
wreck.
Get to the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Happens every time.
Oh, no.
It happens every single time.
Looks like me against Mitt.
Mitt. Yeah, every time. Okay, 3-3. All right, we know how this one's going to end. Fox, you put up a good fight.
We got something on the screen.
Yeah, we do.
He's trying to deal with that. We're missing buckets, I think.
Oh, no. You can leave this on there. It is fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, well, definitely don't do that.
Well, I got it, dude.
I mean,
D-Butt is just fucking. Hey, that baby, good win, D-Butt.
Good game. Good game.
Who did that?
Who did what?
Best of the TV.
I mean, I don't know. Not me. Okay. Welcome to Hammer Down.
What the fuck?
Is Gumpy there? Do we lose Gumpy?
Yeah, no, Gumpy is here. We
come
are
on Sports Night Show. Come out, Pat McAfee. Those are our security cameras.
It should be on program.
What the fuck are you doing? That's a hot start.
Bad start.
Security cameras for the Thunderdome.
Bad start. This one's on me. Bad start.
Number one, sports gambling show coming up. Pat McAfee, Gordon Ray, Thunderdome. I am Toe Nix.
Baby Toe.
Bubba Gumpito. He's Canadian. Say she's a beard of wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
There it is. That a baby. Bruce, why don't you ask Zito? He knows. Otter, how are we?
We're doing pretty good. Technical difficulties going on back here. Bruce just fixed it. Let's go.
Bruce!
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
What is going on?
I don't know.
Bruce?
Did D-Butt win?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, tale of his old time.
Yep.
Otter, how are we?
I'd be doing a lot better if that didn't just happen on TV, but like, whatever.
Are you frazzled?
Yeah, oh,
Georgia Southern all over again.
No, we're betting good today. We're fucking getting bets. We're riding. We're good.
In bull season, Duke's up 23-7.
Hell yeah.
I'd lie to you if I wasn't saying I'm getting very...
Yeah, the parlay is eating Tony up a bit.
We're in it. Okay, yep. I'm in it now.
You got sweaty palms. You probably need a new pair of socks.
4 minutes left in the third, 23-7. That's the situation there. Cash outs at 17,000.
Yep. You're starting to think.
Oh, I
what's,
yeah, yeah.
What's you, the net? What you got? Arkansas next?
No, I have Kansas next.
Kansas.
Oh, shit.
AJ Jefferson.
Okay, so pretty much my whole philosophy in this whole thing was first look at the matchups, okay, then look at momentum, and then how they're doing coming into bowl season. I will be honest, the Kansas-Arkansas game was the first game where there's not a clear matchup advantage. Both offenses have the advantage. I did think Kansas had the motivation advantage because of Kansas. They haven't been to a bowl in a while. But They did, I believe, lose 5 of 6 coming into this game. So I am quite worried about this one.
Oh.
Yeah, I would. This one is a nightmare.
I mean, Arkansas, everyone's kind of out of there, right? They got a lot of transfers.
Still got what's his name going, though.
They still got KJ going.
Yeah. Dude. As long as KJ's there, they got a shot. It was like Coastal was all right last night till what's his name tried to break his neck jumping into the end zone.
Grayson.
Yeah.
Here's my thinking. What am I going to regret more? If I cash out at, say, 20 and it wins 290, or if I don't cash out and it wins 0?
I think the latter, Tony. And
you think the 0?
I think the zero is worse.
I think I have a harder time living with I could have had $290,000 and I cashed out.
Yeah, me too.
You did already cash out of the parlay portion of
this. And I did hedge on all 6 remaining games. Nowhere near the amount that...
Yeah, you can't get down
You can't get down on 6 games.
Unless, you know, yeah, you can't.
I think if you get past Kansas, Arkansas, you ride this thing to the end, though.
Yeah, this is
the bump in the road here.
It is.
This is terrifying. I can't believe that you're gonna be sweating out this Kansas game.
The hold of the 2.5 is encouraging.
Yeah.
Of the line?
Yep, on FanDuel. It's moved to 3 elsewhere.
I felt real good about Wisconsin last night when it jumped from 3.5 to 6.5, I think, right before game time.
Yeah, that's always nice.
That was a late start.
Yeah, super 10, late.
15, that was unbelievable. I was watching that game till like 11:30 my time.
I'd be lying to you if I said I saw more than the first quarter.
Oh, there's no way. I could believe it was starting at fucking like, oh, it started close that's, to 8 tell you o'clock what,
that's the best
here.
Way to sweat with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, the wake up. You know, obviously.
Oh yeah, as soon as you wake ways. Up.
I fell asleep watching the Knicks and missed their hearts get ripped out for the fourth straight.
What is it? Fucking 60, 20, and 10 or?
Yeah. I mean, RJ got hurt, so it was Quentin Grimes and Emmanuel Quickly, not exactly Pat Beverly and Battier. So understandable for Luka to go off. Randall had 29, so the no Brunson Randall play.
Okay.
Hey, NBA's been kind of nice. Warriors hit and Nuggets hit last night.
Yeah, feeling good out there.
Yeah. All right. So college games left today. We just talked about the next one, Kansas and Arkansas. In that one, Arkansas is they lost their defensive coordinator. He's taking the head coaching job at UNLV. Arkansas has lost 3 of the last 4. First team All-SEC linebacker, Drew Sanders and Bumper Pool both aren't playing. First team All-SEC centers out for Arkansas. Their leading receiver entered the transfer portal, and their other receiver is going to the NFL draft. A lot of players gone for Arkansas. Kansas on the other side, they do have some opt-outs, not as many, but they have lost 3 in a row in 6 of their last 7. You guys are on Arkansas.
I like the Arkansas money line. Yes, please.
I like Arkansas, but out of respect for the parlay. From here on out, I'm not going to fade the money line parlay.
Okay.
Admiral thing for you to do now that it's so far along.
That is the Admiral thing for you to do.
Admiral. Admiral Bruce Brown. Reporting for duty.
Thank you, Bruce!
I lend you my sword in this time of need. May our houses forever strive for 290 grand.
Thank you. 8 p.m., the Holiday Bowl, Oregon and UNC. I do not have this is not part of the money line. This one, I mean, everyone and their mom sitting out except for the quarterbacks. Drake May, Bo Nix. I'll take the points with UNC. I'd still decide. I mean, give me the points. It's a lot of points.
I want those.
It's a lot of points for an offense that can score a lot.
Yeah.
What's the total exactly on this? 70?
75 is what I saw it at.
75?
75?
It was high as fuck because I wanted to bet the over and then I was doing the math.
No way. 75.
Let me look.
It is 75.5. I'm tempted to take that under, but
yes, give me the under, please. I mean, if they put up 76, way to go, boy.
I don't know. I'll just take UNC. The game after that tonight, Texas Tech and Ole Miss. I am on that one. I don't love this one either. Ole Miss has lost three in a row. Texas Tech has won three in a row. Yeah, I'm cashing out today. I think No.
So you have Ole Miss in it?
Yeah.
I like it.
Here's why I have Ole Miss in it. Here, I'll pull up the matchup stats.
I like Ole Miss.
They're not there. So
huh?
None of them are there, really. But yeah.
No, I mean, some of them are there. Fucking, you know, Jackson Dart's there. Fucking Lane's running back's there.
Important to the Ole Miss money line is just that Lane Kiffin's there, and he should be able to figure it out.
Ole Miss, number four in the country in rushes per game, ninth in yards per rush. Texas Tech's rushing defense is 100th. There was my matchup. Obviously, no, Texas Tech throws the ball all around the yard. Ole Miss's pass defense isn't too bad, so that's why I'm on Ole Miss. Statistics, it was the stat advantage.
Hell yeah.
What are you guys on that one?
I like Ole Miss minus 3.5.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss too, and I like the under of 71.5 with, you know, guys transferring out of there. I'm also on UNC plus the 14 if I can get it.
Okay.
All right. Juicy juice.
Let's go. Ole Miss minus 3.5. It seems like a fucking team ride.
Team ride! Is there any other games tonight? Team that's the 10 o'clocker, right?
I can't believe you're sweating out a possibility of $300,000 on fucking Kansas right now.
2 o'clock tomorrow. Pinstripe Bowl. Syracuse and Minnesota. That one's in the parlay.
Yep, snake oil special.
Minnesota money line for me. They've won 4 of their last 5, 5-0 in their last 5 bowl games. Don't know if Tanner Morgan's going to go or not, which is a little bit of a worry. Syracuse lost 5
of their 10.5 feels like a lot, but
that's what it's up to now.
If you have bet or watched Syracuse football in the past couple months, it's not.
I took the money line when it was 7.5. Syracuse lost 5 of their last 6. 0-5 ATS run. 2-6 ATS versus teams with a winning record. Their OC left. He's going to NC State. Their quarterback's coach has been promoted to that. Their DC has gone to Nebraska. So now that players are leaving, coaches are leaving. Snake oil money line on that one.
I kind of like Syracuse, honestly.
Okay.
Plus the 10.5, maybe the under 2. Pinstripe Bowl.
I can always definitely see the under happening.
Always a bit of a weird scenario. But give me Q's repping in the Bronx. They'll have a lot of people there.
Okay, and then tomorrow we'll talk about Oklahoma State, Florida State, and then Texas.
That getting to fucking 9.5 is getting a bit absurd.
Texas is up to 9.5?
No. Florida State.
It's because literally, all of the top Oklahoma players are either gone or going to the NFL, and Florida State's really got no one leaving.
Washington's down to 3.5. But is Ewers playing?
Yeah, I would assume.
Seems
so.
Like it.
No Bijan?
Yeah, I would assume Bijan's not. I'm not 100%.
And Penix will be playing for Washington because he's coming back.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be a fuck. That's a banger right there. That might be better than Thursday Night Football, to be honest.
It could be. That one's in Texas's backyard, too.
That's probably my highest confidence pick on the board, honestly, with old Penix and the Washington Huskies plus 3.5.
Yeah. Yes, the fucking Huskies.
We got the fours up in the military bowl.
Hell yeah.
Back on the ball.
Never forget.
Duke's got
never
the ball?
Forget. Duke. Never forget the fives. The fives up might be the fucking best moment of the college football season. I almost shed a tear.
Was that TCU?
Yeah.
I might pick them to win the national championship because of it.
Fives it was up, beautiful. Dude.
What happened to you, huh?
Fives
picking
up.
Picking TCU to win the national championship?
Fives up, baby.
Yeah. In times fucking like these.
Michigan fans are dead.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a Michigan man.
Not anymore.
Wow.
Not if I fucking win fives up. Those games are interesting.
Attaboy, Tony.
I think in the past college football playoff, 1-2 was like, all right, those guys are fucking going to win. I think these games are about as toss-up as the line won't say that, 6.5, 7.5.
Yeah.
I think
I like TCU, but I think Georgia's going to boat race everybody.
Yeah, I don't.
But you know what? I was watching. I forget what I was watching last night. But they said Georgia lost the SEC to Bama last year before the playoff.
Yeah,
and then they were fired up. Georgia hasn't had that. Not that they need that, but that did kind of make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yep. And Ohio State's just been stewing.
Yeah, they have. That's. I mean, I would.
They like, just Ohio State just doesn't feel like they got the fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They gotta air it out.
They have the playmakers on the outside, like.
Yeah, they just gotta air it out, and then play defense.
I'm interested, and you know what? You know what stands out to me now? Michigan's a fuck ton better than Texas, but when fucking Texas and TCU played, fucking TCU held Bijan to like 20 yards rushing.
That's the thing. Any team Michigan struggles with is a team that can stop the run. Like Illinois almost got him, right?
Yeah, Illinois had. My thing is Illinois had a top five rushing defense all season, so they struggled against them. TCU's not as good as that like season long, but they did have that one game where makes me think a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like TCU getting points for sure.
And I don't know how confident I am in JJ McCarthy. I know he had a bunch of long touchdowns against Ohio State, but
he earned my confidence in that game, honestly, and Blake Corum should be healing up a good deal. I haven't read into that. I probably should. He's not going to play.
No. Surgery after the season.
Dude, it came out. It was like.
At least Edwards, like, his hand. Really? Blake Corum's not even going to try to go?
I don't think so.
No, he's done. It came up this day in college football when Fields threw six TDs in the semis against Clemson.
Yeah.
What about it?
When he threw six in the semis, like, someone please explain to me. How we landed on Zach Wilson at two after watching that.
I hear you. I absolutely hear you. Donovan Edwards, since
his hand's got to be better.
Since he's fine. Since Corum's gone out.
Yeah, he's a beast too.
22 for 216 against Ohio State, and then he had 25 for 185 in the Big 10 championship.
The hand was just big for catching the ball.
Yeah, those will be interesting. We'll do more bowl games as we go on. And I continue to
sweat.
Try not to have a heart attack.
Dude, I can see it in your eyes. Like, this is actually wild.
It's wearing on you.
Oh, yeah, it's wearing on me quite a bit.
Don't stress out about it.
Sure.
It's fun.
Don't stress. It's
fun. Think about it. It is fun.
Cowboys are up to 12 and a half tomorrow. Was that
They got a bunch of guys out. Titans are. Hey, buddy.
The Raiders, did that move the line at all?
Probably not.
They're plus 10 against the Niners. I think it did, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
That's 4 points.
Yeah, it was six.
That's too many to move. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but that's...
Take the Raiders?
That's what you're saying? Yeah, it's a big move for Derek Carr.
Stand him against that Niners.
I mean, if they won last week and they were still fighting for the playoffs...
They're not out of the playoffs yet.
The Raiders?
Yeah, they're technically they're not. Technically they're not.
That's what makes this more fucked up.
Yeah, I read a report yesterday that was they're going to bench Derek Carr if they are out of the playoffs, and then this came out, and I was like, oh, wow, that was just completely wrong.
Tell you what, if you can get Derek Carr on a cheap, it's not – there's worse out there.
Aye.
Yeah, there's also better, though.
The cold weather.
There's not that – don't do that. Let's not act like there's fucking 20 good quarterbacks in the NFL.
No.
Let's not do this. There's how many good quarterbacks is there legitimately in the NFL right now that you would take over Derek Carr?
So you think it's like it's all McDaniels, basically?
No, I don't think Derek Carr is that great. I'm just saying there's not that many good quarterbacks. Yeah,
no,
I'd take Derek Carr over Tannehill.
Yeah, 100%. I would. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if you can get Derek Carr 1 year 15, wouldn't you?
A lot of teams should.
Yeah.
Right?
He is in that bucket.
Yeah. He has good games. He has bad games. I mean, that's where he's at. Okay. We'll do Thursday Night Football and more NFL tomorrow. How's the CBBB? How's League going today?
One push and three wins in League.
Let's go.
Baby,
yeah.
Nope. nobody seems to know when these games are actually being played.
It does seem like they're flying by the seat of their pants.
Yeah, like I'm putting these bets in, and some say it starts at this time, and then other apps aren't updating the score to like a day later. It's I don't know what's happened here over the holidays, but
my app was holding up, and today it went down. Just a simple money line parlay. I'm trying to keep track of.
League has been disrespected. Classic league. It is not fair what they've done.
They got no Wi-Fi over there.
Oh, no. How about CBB?
Okay. Oh, PSG's tied 1-1 with Strasbourg.
No. Right, how much
Neymar? Neymar sent off.
How much time? Neymar red card?
Yeah, 20 minutes left.
Oh, no, Bruce.
Oh, my Lord.
A Strasbourg.
That's not good for Bruce.
Come on, dude. That's disgusting. Bad news.
What do you got on PSG, Bruce?
I got a Man City PSG moneyline parlay. I think it's like about the same as Kershaw going on the bump odds-wise, so not great.
You're all right. Here we go. Tonight, college basketball. Call me crazy. I think Nova getting 12.5 is too much at UConn.
I won't call you crazy there.
How is Nova without Jay Wright?
7-5. UConn's 13-0.
They've got Kyle Neptune. I don't know how much worse it is, honestly. It's probably pretty much exactly the same.
12.5 just seems like a lot there.
It's a great coach.
12.5.
I like Samford money line at home against Mercer. I love Auburn -5.5 at home against Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky money line at Missouri. Missouri's only lost once this year, but I think that's a good number on Kentucky.
Okay.
Missouri State getting 2.5 at Northern Iowa. UIC at home money line versus Illinois State, the Battle of Illinois. Belmont +1.5 at home. LSU's getting 4.5 at home against Arkansas. I think that's too much. I'll take St. John's getting 1.5 at home against Xavier. And to finish off the night, give me Nevada money line at home against Boise State.
Okay.
Nice. I'm not going to fade UConn, but I do like the over 136.5 in that one with Villanova. It's at the Hartford Excel Center, so not as tough of a place to play as Storrs, Connecticut, which is like the on campus. Yeah, basically have two home gyms. I know a team with only one home gym.
Okay.
That's the Rose Hill Gymnasium. Just feet from the real Little Italy, Arthur Avenue.
Okay.
In the Bronx. The Fordham Rams are 10-0 at home this year. They ride again tonight, -1, with Davidson playing them on the money line. They're going to get it done.
Otter.
The Dukes got a tough match tonight, too.
Dukes will be fine, okay?
Davidson?
Dukes will be fine. Otter, how about any NBA for you? Or
We got a good amount of NBA here, Tony. We'll start with the Washington Wizards. Phoenix going into Washington. Booker's out. He's going to be out for a while. They played horrible without Booker.
Uh-huh.
So we're betting Washington here +2. We got Brooklyn on an absolute heater. They're -6 going into Atlanta. Atlanta's just not that fucking good this year. So we're going Brooklyn there. And then we got the Lakers going into Miami. The Lakers have 8 points. They're catching 8. They still can't shoot or play defense.
LeBron out, Mitt.
It seems like LeBron is probably going to be out. It has not been completely announced yet, but the line being an 8.
Is that from when he jumped over the bench and fell and then ran back on defense and fell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then Golden State, they're at home. Warriors are the weirdest team this year, home and away. When they're at home, bet them because they're going to win. When they're away, they're going to lose. So we're taking Golden State. They're at home against Utah.
Okay.
Foul. Why is Denver and Sacramento playing again in Sacramento?
I don't know.
They've been doing this now where they just have them run 2 games in the same city back to back. The Knicks just did it with the Bulls in Chicago.
Okay, yeah, well, I loved it last night and I love it again tonight. Give me the Nuggets money line in Sacramento. And then I have a money line parlay plus 125 Bucks money line, Nets money line.
Ooh. I like that a lot.
Hey, Nate, were you, Bruce?
No.
No.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Thank well you, done, Bruce. Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
Well done, Bruce. How you doing, Nicky Skates?
All right. We're doing all right. 5-4 last night. We're positive. Yeah, yeah. Can't complain about it.
Hockey, baby.
What you guys got tonight on YouTube?
It feels like 99.
That's Rangers hockey suck. Talk. No guests tonight. Just be us chopping it up.
Well, Barry. You
know, shooting the shit. Lad's going to sing.
Barry, though.
We'll talk about Yes, Barry. I mean, I hate to even include him in a guest because he's kind of like the fourth host at this point.
When the after hours
with Barry Melrose.
Have not tapped in at midnight. It's electric.
Get spicy.
I'm always in there in the chat. I mean,
Dunk is all sauced up.
Okay, nice. Tonight on the ice, Canadians are at the Lightning. Oh, $4 favorites.
That's a big one. And it's a stay away from me. Canadiens lost 5 of their last 6 before the break. Although Tampa lost 2 going into the break as well. I'm just not going to touch it. $4 is a bit too rich for my blood.
Oh, look at this beauty. The Bruins. Who do the Bruins play?
Bruins lost last night.
But who do they play?
To the Sens in a shootout.
The Devil!
And tonight they go to the Rock in Jersey.
Yeah, they do.
To take on the
Devil,
who are 1-6-1 in their past 8.
I'm gonna get kicked out of this apartment.
3-8 in December.
In the middle of the day.
So I'm going with the Bees.
There's some devil worshiper around the apartment.
I think he's possessed. What?
Sorry, go ahead. Continue.
Lad, are you touching this one? I'm taking the Bees, even though they lost last night and it was back. It's a back-to-back situation. I'm still rolling with the Bees.
No, I'm hurt from last night. I got nothing, lad.
Wings at Pens.
Yep. This is a tough one. Pens played last night. Basically got a drubbing by the New York Islanders 5-1. Boys weren't moving. A lot of cement in the skates.
Sure.
Jari didn't play the whole game. I don't know if he's going to go tonight or probably DeSmith, the backup.
It appears to be DeSmith.
Which I don't love. I do not love. And the Pens are 1-3 since a 7-game winning streak before the break.
Okay.
Detroit had a 6-game slide. They were 0-6. And then they beat Tampa Bay last week right before the break, 7-4. So that was promising, encouraging for them. However, I will take the Pittsburgh Penguins puck line because fuck you, Evan Fox.
Wow. Fucking love that. The Flames are at the Kraken.
Why is fucking Grubauer in that?
Why not?
Why not?
He's the other goalie. This guy's 3-5-1.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be the guy. He'll figure it out eventually. He's good. He's a good player. Let's hope it's tonight, pal, because I'm on the Kraken in the Crack House. This is the 4th straight home game against a team playing the second night of a back-to-back. Calgary played last night. They lost the Battle of Alberta. Give me the Kraken.
Yeah, I like the Kraken as well, even though grubworms in net.
I like the Kraken, too.
Oh, okay.
Did that game go over last night?
No.
Brutal.
Sorry about it.
It was a good match.
Knights are at the Ducks.
Yeah, and Knights lost last night to the Kings in another situation where I absolutely shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. Give me the Knights puck line tonight at Anaheim. Ooh. Anaheim, we said all the time, worst team in the league. Mm-hmm. They got some talent, but they can't put it all together yet. Vegas had a 4-game road winning streak that they just got snapped by the Kings. They're the best team in the road on the NHL. Come on, Vegas.
Let's figure it out. Gibson's 5-14.
Yeah, the team stinks.
Yeah, it's not
Aiden Hill.
It's not Gibby's fault. Okay.
Knights. It's not. He needs to get out of there. They need to get him out of there.
Okay.
Bring him home.
Knights kill Ducks with swords.
Bingo.
Knights are way better on the road, huh?
Best road team in the league. Say it every time.
Yeah, I'm gonna hammer the Knights.
Just mediocre at home, though.
Yeah, 10-9.
Because they're in Vegas.
Vegas flew at home.
They're probably going out with the other team.
Nailed it, Bruce.
I mean, no, but actually, that's probably no the shit, explanation. Dude.
Young lads in Vegas, I'm sure they're living it up.
All right.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, Tony. The lead is 10.
Thank you, Nick. Is there anything else?
You got anything else? You got anything else, Nick?
Tomorrow, Tony.
Yeah.
League,
Are we sure?
Can't be sure.
I think so. I like Lens draw no bet versus Nice. And I also like Rennes draw no bet versus Reims.
Okay.
You all right over there?
Dude, are you okay?
9 minutes.
Come on, Tom.
What did I say the cash out was last time?
17.
Yeah, it's 17.3.
17.4. Duke's got it.
What's in the 17 price range that you really got your eye on right now?
Probably a lot.
I'd say so.
Probably quite a bit.
A few things.
Do we let it ride through the Jayhawks?
Dude.
If you get, but then again.
If I see 3.5 and God forbid a 4 suddenly pop out of the ground before that game kicks off, that's when I think I would officially wet my pants. But until then, I think you have to stay in the pocket.
Dude.
Oh, I don't want to leave.
See a little football at least. What if it's 7-0 early?
You're right.
Rock chalk.
You're right.
What if it's not?
Yeah.
What if it's not?
What if we got a fucking... What if we have a Pitt versus Virginia situation and there's 2 pick-6 in the first fucking three.
It's their first bowl seconds. Game like ever, right?
Yeah.
In 14 years.
All right. That's something. That's something.
That's my angle, Bruce. I know it's something. Fuck!
3rd and 6.
This gambling's for the birds.
You're gonna be wishing you were feeling the feeling that you're feeling right now. For months and months
Thanks,
and months.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Seriously.
I've cashed out a few times in my life.
Cash out tone.
Yeah, I don't want that reputation again.
Yeah. I
want loser tone.
You've come far.
Die on the sword tone.
Oh, yeah.
I lent my sword from my house to your house for this battle.
Thank you.
And now you're just going to turn around and say, let's lay down our arms. Yeah. Let's give up.
Not me. Let's roll.
Let's turn back.
Let's fucking roll through the Kansas game. Fuck!
So, Tony, you're just worried because 2 years ago, what was it, 2-3 years ago, you cashed out of a awesome bet that would have ended up paying an assload of money, and then you got known as cash out Tone?
Yeah.
4th and 6.
I don't like that Duke's punting the ball back right now either.
4th and 6.
I'm going to sweat this one out before we fucking worry about Kansas, all right?
Oh, I don't think fucking Bruce is fucking updates your health.
He doesn't have to update. I mean, I'm watching it right here. Good punt.
It's for the people.
Good punt.
Yeah.
You're still -9.5 live.
Oh, the crowd's going nuts.
That dumb UCF crowd with those stupid fucking signs has been going nuts the whole game. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn. Oh.